there was a midair between a drone and an airliner a couple weeks back, wasn't there?
There was a reported midair between a drone and a jet transport.
I don't recall. More reliable than reported. I thought they pretty much determined from the nature of the damage to the aircraft. Apparently, it bounced off the nose or something like that. And
I suspect it would have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And since then.
Yeah.
Since then, they did a forensic exam and declared that it was a structural failure of the radome.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected. So we haven't had a midair yet.
Well, that's what they tell us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's like that. What was it like a bizjet crash from a long time ago, Jeb? That you think is that's got your conspiracy theorist hackles raised up and.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, we talked about, as I recall the story, there was a crash.
A business jet.
And I that may be mistaken, but whatever kind of aircraft it was, the wreckage contained paint stains or paint.
Oh,
yeah, that goes way back.
Yeah.
That goes way back. That goes back, I think, to the 90s.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't a drone midair. Maybe that was sort of a spy plane midair or something.
It was suspected to be some kind of stealth drone.
Right.
Because none of the radar systems in the area showed another aircraft. But the aircraft that was damaged showed impact damage and paint smears from something.
Okay.
And so, there were no reported crashes, no other aircraft, A, recorded in the area, or B, missing.
All right. So, okay, that's a long time ago. Probably not a drone.
I mean, there used to be an NTSB report on it. I'm sure the Google would tell us. I'm not going to take that on as a project right this moment.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and at that point when this was a story, or a rumored story or a rumor or whatever, we weren't talking about the drones, quote unquote, that we're talking about now. So in the words of Obi-Wan, these are not the drones we speak of today.
See, if I was ready, that would be a perfect segue. I should do it right now.
But there was a lot of ink being given to military drones like the Predator, and the fact that they were being flown under very tightly controlled circumstances in the United States, period, was giving some people heartburn. So there was a lot of stuff going around on the level of black helicopters, you know, dropping in to change the Russian election or whatever. And
I know. I heard that too. All right, keep going, David. I'm sorry. You're on a roll.
That's okay. Yeah. A slow laugh is better than no laugh.
Yeah.
But there were drones that were used by the government, and there were RC aircraft that were used by hobbyists, and the quadricopters that, you know, and the multicopters that have become this whole new strata, it didn't exist yet.
Right.
So there was all this paranoia about, you know, why are we letting these things in the airspace when the guys controlling them can't see traffic around them? And if you remember when Oshkosh first had a military armed type drone on display.
Major procedures to get it into the airport.
Exactly. Yeah. It had to be escorted by an aircraft with sightseeing people in it, able to control the drone en route. And there had to be a team on the ground to land it. And, you know, they went to great effort. To find a way to satisfy everybody that this was being done safely, and then had to publicize it so people wouldn't be paranoid and not try to fly into Oshkosh because, oh my God, it won't know to land on the red spot.
Right.
You know, if there's nobody there to see the red spot. So
is there any irony in the fact that years ago when drones weren't that big a threat, we were concerned about them, and now that there's a lot of them, we're not concerned at all?
I don't see a lack of concern today, but quite the opposite. I see a lot of justifiable paranoia because of the number of incidents reported by pilots on approach to airports of having too close encounters with multi-copters, sometimes flying alongside the airplane.
Well, have they all just been ultimately determined to be structural failures of the radome?
Those guys weren't reporting hits.
Yeah, okay. I know. I'm just trying to stir up trouble here because I'm really nervous. As my wearing my general aviation hat, I'm really nervous about drones. They just really, really trouble me. And, you know,